And looks like Congress may be working together. They'll extend that payroll tax cut. John?
It does look like they're going to do that. And it is a short month, but it's a leap year, so we get one extra year, and I mean, one extra day. I don't know if that's good or bad, but let's talk about what's going on in Congress. Of course, they were trying to forestall three things that were going to happen. One was the expiration of the 2%, quote, tax holiday. You know, that's where they cut the employee share of Social Security FICA from 6.2 to 4.2%. That was going to expire February 29th, because they could only agree to a two-month extension back in December. Another thing that was going to happen is a lot of workers who were on unemployment benefits were going to lose benefits soon. And the other thing is the doc fix, as they call it. There was going to be a 27% reduction in Medicare reimbursements to doctors. A lot of people were concerned about that because it meant that seniors might have less accessibility to doctors. Many doctors are already saying they're not taking new Medicare patients. Well, looks like that's all going to be extended through the at least through the end of 2012. It's going to affect 160 million workers who are either going to, either because of the payroll tax cut of, from 6.2 to 4.2%, or because of the extension of the unemployment benefits. If, for example, if you're making $50,000 a year, and don't we wish most people were, that 2% cut would save you about $80 a month in payroll taxes. However, they didn't. This is typical. They didn't find a way to pay for all of it, so the that reduction is going to add $89 billion to the deficit in the coming years. So a pretty significant change there. But it does appear it's going to pass unless something happens. There are some senators on both sides. The House looks like it's going to pass easily, but in the Senate, there's some senators on both sides defecting at the last minute. So we'll see what happens. To this morning, we get CPI numbers. Yesterday, we talked about PPI, which is inflation at the wholesale level. This morning, inflation at the retail level is CPI. Month over month, only up 0.2%. You take the core number, which is what you get if you strip out energy and food, only up 0.2%. Year over year, the headline number up 2.9%, the core number up 2.3%. Yesterday, we saw another very strong day on Wall Street. The market was up, the Dow was up 123 points, closing at above 12,009, within sniffing distance of that 13,000 number. Best number we've seen in quite some time. And what caused it to go up were, and we talked about this yesterday morning, some positive numbers on the housing front, some positive numbers in terms of the unemployment, people filing for unemployment benefits for the first time. But the other one is hope that there's going to be a deal in Europe. In fact, one story says that maybe as early as Monday that there will be a swap over there. And it, so that you'll know what's going on, the Greek government, of course, owes a lot of money, like all those governments over there do. This swap that you're talking about means that the creditors over there are going to take a 70% haircut. So their bonds are going to be worth 30 cents on the dollar. They're not going to get any cash. The 30 cents they're probably going to get is going to be a new 30-year bond paying about 3.5%. And will the Greeks pay that? We'll have to wait and see. A couple of other things going on, very interesting. You may see some of the ads sometimes on TV for Ally Bank, A-L-L-Y. You may or may not be aware of this, but that's a part of GMAC. GMAC, of course, after the government bailed them out, the same time they bailed out General Motors, the government infused $17 billion into GMAC. They were spun off and they become Ally Bank or Ally Financial Services. They were going to try to have an IPO, initial public offering, later this year to pay back the government. Doesn't look like the market's going to support that, so they're going to start selling off pieces. They've only paid back about $5 billion, so when you see those wonderful ads on TV making fun of all the other banks and all the other financial service firms, and you find out that it's Ally Financial, that's your tax dollars at work. They're spending our money on ads while they still owe us $12 billion.
There it goes. All right, John, two questions for you. One, President's Day Monday. Do we have the stock market open that day?
No, all the markets are closed on Monday, and so that's going to be we'll see what happens. A three-day weekend may be good, may be bad for the markets.
So you'll be back with us on Tuesday.
I will be, and then there will be an article in Sunday's paper.
Yes. All right. We'll look for that. That was the second question. Thank you, John.
Take care.
All right. John Taylor of Stern AG & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Call John at 782-2527 or email him at johntaylor@sternag.com.